Double-double for Die, The Survey Says, and Perps and Vicks. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. They're still celebrating a second MHSAA girls golf title in 3 years at Traverse City West, and the incredible performance of junior Annika Dye, who claimed her second straight individual title. Dye blew the field away at the Lower Peninsula Division I meet, winning by 8 strokes, carding a first-round 69, only the 11th time anyone has ever broken 70 at the finals, and her final total of 141 was the 4th lowest in finals history.
I was on a roll. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just kept going with it. The second day was a different story. I struggled a little more, but that first day was really, really, really fun.
Dye, a 4-point student who finished second individually as a freshman, averaged 69.6 strokes per round for the season. You can read more about Annika Dye on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Coldwater's girls volleyball team, which capped off a perfect season in Interstate 8 play this past weekend by winning the league tournament. Jasmine Ouellette had 38 kills and 33 blocks in the title match with Marshall. And longtime Michigan wrestling official James McLogan of South Haven, who was named to the 2018 National Wrestling Hall of Fame last week. You may recall that McLogan was recently presented the Congressional Medal of Honor for his life-saving acts as a medic during the Vietnam War. Athletes should choose foods high in nutrients, like lean meats, whole grain carbohydrates, and fats that are liquid rather than solid at room temperature. Quality food means better performance. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the years, the officiating industry has really struggled with the fact that there's been very little data out there to really understand who officials are. This kind of data would be very helpful as the MHSAA continues to recruit, retain, and train our officials. The National Association of Sports Officials just conducted a national survey in which nearly 20,000 amateur sports officials responded about who they are, their education level, and where they're from. It's with some of this national data that will now allow us to make better decisions as we continue to recruit and keep the officiating ranks in Michigan strong.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted, just whistle. Go online now to the MHSAA website to be a referee. A sad sign of the times is folks who have gotten into trouble portraying themselves as the victim. And yes, that mindset rears its ugly head in sports, even high school sports. When some of the most basic rules of eligibility or competition are broken, either unintentionally or intentionally, and don't tell me there aren't folks out there intentionally breaking the rules, the popular card to play now is the kid card. Yes, the kid card. If you really cared about the kids, they wouldn't have to forfeit is a common theme, as if there should be no penalty for a school breaking a rule. And when you think about it, the real victim is the school, or schools, and those kids that followed the rules and had their seasons ended by one which didn't. The issue of forfeiture for the use of ineligible players has been revisited time and time again since schools first created the rule, and schools have decided every time that forfeiture should still be the penalty for playing an ineligible. The value of school sports is teaching the values of a level playing field, everybody playing by, and when necessary, being penalized by the same set of rules. It preserves the integrity of the games. So when parents, and even coaches and school administrators, play the kid card, it really makes me wonder, when did the perps become the Vicks? Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.